And welcome to the Chamber Chatter Hour. This is Kate McAllister, President and CEO of the Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce, and Keely Gray, Membership Specialist and all-around office do-everything. She's awesome. Anyway.
I'm going to come up with something really witty, boss.
No, I was trying to, but it's early and, oh no, my brain's frozen. That's
it's noon,
excuse,
boss.
Right?
It's noon.
Whatever. Anyway, today we're going to hear from Courtney Roberts from LPO Rep regarding winter classes coming up for our youth. And then we're going to talk to representatives from the Lions Club about toys for tots. And then we'll end our show today with some really great Christmas stories. And I just want to let everybody know that if you would like to share those Christmas stories with someone or have your grandkids listen to them, you can simply go to NorthIdahoRadio.com. All spelled out, NorthIdahoRadio.com. And at the menu, it says live noon hour audio, and you can click on Chamber Chatter, and all of our previous shows are there. So if you'd like these little stories to be read to one of your grandkids or whoever you would like or yourself, you certainly can chime in and do that. So how you doing with winter, Keely?
Oh, man.
You live out in the hinterlands.
I live out in the wild. And I think those of you who read my Keely's Corner in the newsletter know that I may be really buff come summer because of all the shoveling that I've done and all the firewood. I am feeling like a true North Idaho girl, I tell you what.
Man, yeah. Pretty soon you're going to be trapping animals and
I wouldn't go that far. Let's not go that far. We'll just keep it like maybe if I learn how to use a snowplow, maybe we'll go that far. Maybe that'll be an attainable goal for this year.
Well, you use a snowblower, right?
No.
Oh my gosh, it's all manual labor?
I've been shoveling and shoveling and shoveling.
Well, you know, I mean, we could hire you out to be a bodyguard or something.
I'm just saying, my arms are just going to be jacked. It's going to be great.
You're going to have some guns.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Are you ready for Christmas?
I am because the last person on my list, which was you, I've gotten my idea for and it's going to be spectacular. What about you?
What is it?
Yeah, I'm really going to tell you live on air.
I think I'm ready. I ordered a nice little spa package from Wildflower Day Spa for my oldest daughter
who has
a trial starting January 9th and she's a little stressed.
She's so cool though.
I know. She really is cool, right?
She came from you.
In New Orleans. Yeah. Yeah, so I think I'm done. I got to make some cookies, some Christmas cookies.
And some goodies that you usually bring into the office.
I know, right? Because what's Christmas? I only do it once a year.
It's true.
Yeah.
And I look forward to it every year.
Very good. All right. Well, stay tuned. And thank you for joining the Chamber Chatter Hour on North Idaho's Talk Radio. And we'll be back.
If you're staying closer to home this holiday season, get your shopping done at Pro-X Home Center. There's a large variety of great gifts for both him and her. From quality appliances, both big and small, in their home decor center, to a full range of competitively priced name brand power tools and accessories from Makita, DeWalt, and Milwaukee in the main store. Don't miss everything Pro-X has to offer you and your loved ones this holiday. Pro-X Home Center, your hometown everything store.
Homestyles Lighting in Coeur d'Alene is celebrating the holiday season with their annual Tiffany Lamp and Chandelier Sale. Tiffany lighting is beautiful, classic, and a wonderful way to beautify a room. Tiffany chandeliers over a dining table have been warm, inviting, and stylish for years. Come see Homestyles' great selection now at 25% off for in-stock or ordered in Tiffany products at the most beautiful lighting showroom around. Lighting, mirrors, fans, and home decor. Homestyles Lighting, 5648 North Government Way. Stop in today.
Merry Christmas from Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. Christmas silver is in stock now. Plus, they have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. There's also great gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else in our area. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Pend Oreille. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Hi, this is Chad from the Easy Home Buyer, and I pay cash for houses. Call me today at 208-877-6000. I buy houses in any price range and any location in the Spokane and Coeur d'Alene area and can get you your cash in as little as 1 week. Do you own a house that is vacant, in foreclosure, or needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Sell to us as is. You won't have to make any repairs, and there are no commissions, no fees, and we pay all the closing costs for you. Do you have a tenant living in your property? Not a problem. We buy houses with tenants in them all the time. Do you think your property will be difficult to sell? Easy. We provide assistance for any situation. We understand that life throws us curveballs, and we would love to see how we can help you. If you want to sell your house fast at a fair price, call me today at 208-877-6000. That's 208-877-6000.
Pick up the phone to inquire. Call the Easy Home Buyer.
P1FCU's Ascend Checking is a simple free checking account that gives you the flexibility to earn dividends. Plus, get anytime account access with online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, and no minimum balance requirements. So level up your finances with an Ascend Checking account. Learn more at p1fcu.org/ascend. P1FCU, your community, your credit union. Insured by NCUA.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Okay, welcome back to the Chamber Chatter Hour. We have Courtney Roberts from LPO Rep with us to talk about some exciting theater news. Welcome.
Welcome, Courtney. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you today, Keely and Kate?
Good. I know. I feel kind of like I'm cheating a little bit because I've got my LPO rep family in the studio today. But I'm very excited that we have Courtney here because I will just brag on her for just a tiny little bit while I'm live on air. Starting LPO rep, I always knew there was going to be an education portion. And when I met this fiery young one, she had a plan. She was well organized and she came in and hit the ground running, and she has created a beautiful, wonderful education program for our youth. So let's just start with, tell us what class is coming up immediately.
So the next program we have available for local youth is called Winter One Acts. And the way Winter One Acts work, it's a focus on theater production. So not just acting, but the kids will actually work in small cohorts. They can choose to sign up for one day of the week, and they meet once a week for 6 weeks for 2 hours to work on stage, design, and produce a short 10-minute play. And the idea is to kind of combine education with production, so kind of the learn while doing.
Excellent. And there's a really exciting thing about the accessibility of this course in particular. Will you share the exciting part about that?
Yes. So the exciting part about that is we have worked with the Pondere Arts Council and a private donor to make this program tuition free for all youth who sign up, which is really awesome and wonderful because we have the potential to bring on up to 80 students for between all four of our days.
Which is pretty remarkable because how we launched, tell our audience about when we launched this program, the education program.
The education program with the summer camp.
With our summer camp, yes.
Yes, so we launched the summer camp. That was the start of it. And we did Peter Pan this summer. And that was, again, another production course with the focus more on performance. And this fall, we did theater education classes. And now we're kind of moving back into the production. And the overall goal with the education program is to be able to combine education and classes with the production. So kind of learning and doing in a program that lasts all year long.
Awesome. And share with us the ages that the students can be.
8 to 17.
8 to 17. So yes. Pretty wide range, which yes. Is exciting.
Yes. And then the cohorts that we make up will be based on age, theater experience level, and also interest. Because we have on our application process, we ask if students are interested in set design, prop design, or costume design as well. So our cohorts will be created not only based on age and theater experience, but also varying areas of interest. So we might have a set designer or a costume designer in some of the cohorts.
Fun. So on stage and backstage.
Yeah. Whoa, we need those.
We need all of those. Yes, because we've got to get some more folks doing lots of community theater here. Mm-hmm. And I just had a question and it fell out of my head, which is always fun when that happens. That was what I was going to ask. Mm-hmm. So say we have some kiddos who have never done theater before and they are curious, but they're kind of a little hesitant. Is there a course that they can take to get a really nice intro to theater?
Are you talking about Sandpoint Showstoppers?
I may be.
Yes, Sandpoint Showstoppers. That's the program, again, I worked with Pondere Arts Council to start that, another tuition-free theater course here for students in Bonner County. And that, we are potentially bringing back another session of Sandpoint Showstoppers this spring. If not, it will for sure be available at some point next year. But I love Sandpoint Showstoppers because it really is this entry-level theater program for kids who are really just interested and want to get their feet wet with theater. But it's also great for students who have some theater experience too, because they're able to kind of brush up on those skills that maybe they don't get to use as often while you're doing so much production. So yes, Sandpoint Showstoppers is available. It's not quite planned yet, but will be available at some point next year. And that is a great opportunity for students just interested to kind of get started in the theater world.
Love it. And is there, for Winter 1X, let's go ahead and rewind back a little bit. For Winter 1X, is there anything that parents or kiddos need to prepare before they get started with the class?
Not really. So enrollment will end this Friday. And when enrollment ends, it'll be final, because what we need to start doing is creating the cohorts. And we're going to create design packets for students. We might reach out to some parents who maybe have students that are interested in directing. But I wouldn't say there's anything that they need to prepare ahead of time. They'll get their scripts and they'll be cast on the first day. And yeah, they pretty much just need to show up and we'll provide everything else for them.
Love it. And how can somebody register for this amazing course?
Yes, they can go to our website, www.lporep.com/education. And there, it's pretty clear the way to do it. You just click the button for the day you want to sign your student up and follow these steps for enrollment. And that's something I would like to make clear, is it's only one day a week, this program. You have 4 days to choose from, but students need to only attend one day a week for 6 weeks.
Could they attend more if they wanted to?
We are asking for just one day a week. That way we can have as many students accessing the program as possible.
Excellent. Very well thought out.
Thank you. I try.
Very well thought out. I love it.
How many do you have signed up so far? Do you know?
I know how many spots I have left, so if we did some math, then we could figure out how many. But two of our days are pretty much almost full. On Monday and Wednesday, we only have 3 spots left.
That's
and
awesome.
Yeah, it's 17 kids on each day. And then on between Tuesday and Thursday, we have about 11 spots left. So if people are wanting to sign up today and be a part of it, I'd highly recommend grabbing a Tuesday or Thursday spot.
And they have till when to sign up?
Friday. We'll close it on Friday.
Oh, yeah. It's just so remarkable that it's free. I mean, I think that's just really amazing because, you know, I was a single parent and it would have been a struggle for me if, you know, all of my kids wanted to do it. And, you know, but this is so amazing. It really does open up the opportunity and it's really great.
Right. I felt like that when I was a kid too. I kind of had to wait to high school in order to do theater, and that's part of why I got pretty passionate actually about making this program tuition-free. And I fought for it pretty hard, and I figured out a way between the Pondere Arts Council and a private donor named Barry Peters.
We love you, Barry.
To make this program tuition-free for all, and I'm really happy about that because it does give those kids, you know, of multiple families a chance to do theater at least at some point in time. And I am super happy that this is tuition free because I just want to get as many students aware of the LPORep education department as possible and get them talking about it.
Yeah, so you can grow the company. And yeah, it's excellent. And I think it's really remarkable too. And I commend you for the collaboration with, you know, because that's what we need is nonprofits. And I mean, you understand that now you're in the leadership class, and it's really important that nonprofits collaborate because there's strength in numbers.
Absolutely. I mean, I first got the idea to kind of become a theater teacher when I was working a completely different job and I just started talking about theater, and they were like, you know, you should start a kids theater class. And I'm like, you know what? That sounds like a good idea. So I literally went home and I wikiHow'd how to start, like straight up, how to start a kids theater group. And what came up was find a local nonprofit with what you're already interested in. And I Googled Found Pondre Arts Council, and I wrote up a pitch and pitched it to Tone, the executive director, and Dino, their theater chair, and it's just kind of taken off ever since.
Hop, skip, and a jump, and look where you are now.
Exactly. But yeah, collaboration is really important with all of this, because the Sandpoint is such an artistic community, and there's so many people, especially the students, too. So yeah, it's great to be working with such wonderful organizations.
It really is. So can we put in a shameless plug for...
I was really hoping that you would allow us to, boss.
Please do.
So there's another exciting thing going on with LPO Rep right now, which you are also at the forefront of. Can you please tell us what's going on?
Yes. Last week, we had auditions for our upcoming spring musical of Into the Woods, which will be premiering at the Panada Theater on May 12th, 13th, 19th. 18th and 20th. I'm sitting here with my fantastic Cinderella and her stepmother.
Exactly.
But yeah, that's our kind of opportunity for our other community members to come join and be a part of the LPO Rep family.
And I'm going to have you kind of be my voice right now for the company. Can you share with us how the education program ties into these productions that we do in regard to when the kids get older?
Right. Eventually, that really has to do with our designing elements too. And, you know, we'll always need actors in town. So we'll start having really well-trained actors if the students decide to stay around here, but also designers, like costume designers and technicians. That's something that our theater community is really looking for right now, and having the opportunity to train students now when they're learning, because they're hungry for it. I mean, I was pitching this at Forest Bird yesterday, and when I mentioned design, you could just see the faces in the room start to light up. So yes, eventually we hope that our students join our main stage productions as, you know, designers or technicians and things
like
that.
And we've actually had a few students join our productions for, at least I know I have, for Young Frankenstein. We had a few crew members who were former students of mine, and now we have a cast member who was a former student.
Front end of it, because that's exactly how you survive, not only survive, but thrive and grow your organization. And so I think it's really amazing that, you know, you wonderful human beings have done this, and you know,
amazing. You're there to help us the whole way. I came to you with this crazy idea years ago and you said, let's do it.
Yeah. And now look at you.
Now we're doing it. Now we're doing it.
It's wonderful. It's so wonderful.
All right. Well, we will be right back with...
Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you, Courtney, for being here. Did you have anything else really quick to wrap up? Why don't you give us that website again?
www.lporep.com/education. And enrollment closes on Friday. And I cannot emphasize... enrollment will not open after that. We will not be able to take any more applications because we need to start building these cohorts and getting those assembled for January. So if you have a student interested, get them signed up by Friday or as soon as possible, really.
Excellent.
Thank you so much for
having
me.
Thank you for coming on, Courtney. Absolutely. I really appreciate it. We'll be right back with the Lions Club to talk about Toys for Tots here on North Idaho Radio.
Are you looking for a rewarding career? Have you hesitated because you do not have access to affordable childcare? At Kiniksu Community Health, we believe in creating opportunities for our employees to thrive. That's why we opened KCH Kids Club, on-site childcare for our employees. Enrollment is offered year-round to meet the needs of variable working schedules. Even better, Kiniksu Community Health is hiring. Apply today and learn more at kchnorthidaho.org.
Are you ready for a newer, nicer car?
Yeah, I think everyone would agree.
Then run the right play. Head downtown to Riverside Auto Center in Bonner's Ferry, serving Bonner and Boundary County for years. The deals are downtown at Riverside Auto Center. Proud supporter of the Bonner's Ferry Badgers. Don't delay. Make the play on our ever-changing inventory today. See it now at RiversideAutoCenter.com. That's RiversideAutoCenter.com.
Mountain Traders is bringing back the old-fashioned joys of Christmas with friendly smiles, a cozy fire, and Christmas music to stir the soul. You'll want to take your time browsing locally crafted knives, furniture, jewelry, antiques, the 12-foot Christmas tree, the largest puzzle selection in the North, and over 200 cookie cutters. There's something for everyone at Mountain Traders, just 10 miles north of Sandpoint on Highway 95. Find them on Facebook.
Looking for a career? Alta Forest Products in Naples, Idaho is hiring. The world's largest manufacturer of wood fence boards currently employs over 500 people all across the Pacific Northwest and is looking for dedicated people to join their team in their nearby Naples mill. Both full-time and part-time positions are available. Alta Forest Products offers one of the highest starting wages in North Idaho, as well as life, medical, dental, and vision insurance, sick leave, plus matching 401k. No experience necessary. Tired of having just a job to get by? Join the Alta team for a great career now. It's easy to apply online at jobs@altafp.com. That's jobs@altafp.com. Made in the USA. Join the world's leader in quality wood fencing products at their Naples mill. Go to jobs@altafp.com now.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
All right, welcome back to the Chamber Chatter Hour. We are very fortunate today to have Janice from the Lions Club here to talk to us about something near and dear to all of our heart, which is Toys for Tots. Welcome.
Thank you, Kate.
Oh, well, you're so welcome. So, I've always wanted to ask all these questions. I could have just visited you and done it, but...
True.
Oh, and you know what? I left the bag of toys in the back of
the
car.
I was going to ask you about that, but I didn't see them in the back of your car, so I thought you had...
In the trunk.
Okay, that explains it. I guess I know where we're going after this.
I guess we will come to see you.
We're open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 to 2. Feel free to stop by anytime and drop them off.
Perfect.
So can you tell us, when did Toys for Tots start?
In 1953, there was a group of gentlemen that repaired old broken toys, and they really enjoyed giving those toys out to the kids in the community, and they actually had a Santa's workshop here. And so we have the original sign from 1953 that says Santa's Workshop.
Wow.
And those guys would sit in there and tinker away, and they had hand-built wooden toys, and then they refurbished all the toys in the community to pass them out to the local kids.
That's amazing.
We have pictures of them working on it. The museum has lots of those pictures. They're just amazing.
That is so wonderful and so heartfelt that, you know, they would see the need and, you know, plus it probably gave them something to do, right?
Exactly.
Kept them out
Those
of trouble.
Bored husbands.
I know.
Put them to work.
Retirees. Right, yes. Right. So how many children in the area do you serve?
Last year, we served 840 children.
Whoa. Wow.
And this year, you can feel the need has increased.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers may not have increased, but you can feel that families are feeling the need.
Oh, right.
You know, just between the loss of loved ones and the loss of jobs and incomes. So it's like, please stop by. Come by, even if you just need to visit for a second.
Mm.
But that's what we're there for. We're there to provide that Christmas spirit.
That's right. And you do it so well. It's interesting, too, that we had Debbie Love from the food bank on last month. And, you know, she's seeing like 30 new families a month. And so you're absolutely right about the need. And, you know, I can't imagine... I mean, it's difficult as a child to think that there'd be nothing under the tree. I mean, I know there are so many kids that happens to, and it's just so hard to think about that.
And I don't know if it's worse for the children or the parents.
Yeah.
And I almost feel, we get that feeling like it's worse for the parents.
Yes.
Like if they can't. And to me, it's like, I cannot reiterate enough that there are no qualifications for this program. If you feel a need, please stop by and fill out an application. Or you can go online to our website and there's an application link right there. But if you feel that need, I don't care what your income limits are.
Right.
We don't care. As long as you live in the Lake Ponderay School District, we will help you.
That is so great. And what is that website?
It is our Sandpoint Lions website, and there's a link to it off our Facebook page as well.
Okay.
So if you just Google Sandpoint Lions, I think it's the second drop down shows our website.
Okay. So, yeah, that's great information. So if there's anybody out there in listening land that maybe you know a family or it's yourself, I know that I was a single mom with many children, and it was sometimes very, very difficult to make sure that they had that. But you're right, it is more difficult for the parents because, you know, kids want to be like everybody else. And, you know, it's the same with the backpack program, right?
Exactly.
I mean, kids want a backpack to be like all the other kids. And yeah, and so I love things like this. And I was going to ask you how they get accepted, but you already told that, and that's really, really awesome. So what, is there anything, any specific toy that you get more requests for, or?
It's funny, every year that's different. Uh-huh. And so we look through all the different toy boxes of things that people donate, and you get your typical Legos is always a huge thing. Legos and Barbies and remote control trucks. And we laugh because that is always our staple go-to toy.
I know. So. Isn't it great? Well, because you got to have Barbie, you got to have Legos. I wish that my grandchildren lived closer. Some of them live in Seattle, and talk about Legos. I mean, my grandchildren are fortunate, and they know they're fortunate. My grandson, and he's outgrown them, and so he's like, I mean, tubs of different, my daughter's has them all organized. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so crazy.
Priceless.
Right? Right? And I told her, I said, you should save them and then sell them for a lot of money. And she's like, no, I'm going to give them away. I'm like, okay, good. That's nice. Even better. But
I love the generosity.
I know, right? Well, yeah, why keep something when you can share it with others? Let's see. And so, what is your favorite part about doing this program?
The look on the parents' faces when they come in to pick up their toys. And there's just nothing better than feeling like we can help families at Christmas.
And then they take them home and wrap them.
They do.
That's the best part.
And they get so excited. You see the parents going through the bags and they just get so excited because they look, oh, that's exactly what they wanted. And it just, it melts your heart.
So on the application, do they write what they want?
Yes.
Oh, so you already know.
Oh, yes.
That's really good.
It makes it much easier.
So you guys feel like Santa almost.
Every year. And I'm like, I sport the red, absolutely proud. And it's like, this is Santa's helper. We even have the one sign outside that says Santa's workshop. And last year we started getting letters in our red metal box by the door from children that wanted to write to Santa. And so our club secretary was so excited and said, I cannot wait to write back to these kids and tell them that Santa got their letter. And so if anybody has a kid out there that wants to write to Santa, it's not too late. Feel free to write your letters and drop them in our red metal box next to our door.
And they'll make sure Santa gets them.
Absolutely. And so, that's at 609 South Ella Street by the train car
yeah,
by Memorial Field.
That is so awesome. We should write a letter to Santa.
Yes.
Do it.
Yes.
You'll get an answer. It may not be the one you want, but you'll get an answer.
Dear Santa, can Keely have a house?
Right. Keely needs a house. Yeah. That would be awesome, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, Keely, here it is.
You never Perfect. Know.
Thanks, Santa.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
lots of philanthropists out there, so.
That's
true.
Right. That's right. I just lost the question.
You can blame that on me. See, what happened to me happened to you. I threw us off.
Yeah. So is there a deadline? Like,
so the last day to turn in an application is December 17th. And we, like I said, you can do it online or you can drop by an application there on the door of the Lions Club Den.
Okay.
And we'll get your toys filled before Christmas.
Oh my gosh, that is just so exciting. And so how has it been with local businesses? Are they really a good source of, you know, collecting toys and...
Our local businesses are so supportive, and we have drop boxes just about everywhere in town. And if not, I mean, you walk into a store and you'll see a Lions Club box right there by the door. And it's just amazing the reception that we get and the support. And so, of course, in turn, we like to keep our shopping local and we support our local stores.
Yes, thank
so,
you.
Yes.
From the Chamber of Commerce.
We try very hard.
Well, and I think I just love living in a small town. I've been here 30 years and it's just so remarkable because, like you said, when you walk into just about every business, there's, you know, there's a toy bin there, there's, and we're all in it. And it's just, it's amazing. It's like the Christmas tree lighting. You know, there's like 500 to 700 people that just show up. And
even in the rain.
Even in the rain.
The rain.
That's right.
Yeah. And last year, Keely told me that there was someone who said, or maybe it was Annie, that said, oh my gosh, and they're new to town, to the area. And they said, this is just like a Hallmark Christmas. It is. It's so funny. We're so used to it that it's like,
Well,
this is how we do
this
it.
Is last how you do
year,
it.
This year we got the rain, but last year one of my fondest memories from that was actually when everybody cleared out after Santa came in and the kids got to see Santa. There was a young couple that it was just them, and they actually started to dance to the music before I turned it off, and it was just them dancing in front of the Christmas tree. It was absolutely beautiful, and that's one of the memories I hold fond.
I love it.
That is wonderful. Yeah. Anything else you have to tell us? Or
we're still accepting donations, of course. Without our community's donations, this program would never work. And we sure do appreciate the generosity of our community. And there's donation bins at the Daily Bee or at so many local stores. I don't know if I could list them all.
Right, right.
But everybody that is taking donations, they're just pouring in right now, and we so appreciate our community.
So Barbies and Legos and motorized trucks.
Absolutely.
Those are the best.
It's a staple, I even think, from when I was a kid.
Yes.
That was a long time ago, boss.
I'm almost as old as the Toys for Tots program, so...
Well, you don't look it.
Why, thank you so much. Janice is our favorite guest. So, how long have you been doing this? How long have you been a Lion?
This will be my seventh year. Or nice. Eighth year. Sorry.
Yeah.
And I've been working steadily with the Toys for Tots program for the past 4 years.
Oh, my gosh.
It's quite an ordeal. It really is.
When do you start?
The stress of the 1st of November, we start, oh my gosh, we have to get applications out. And then it's, are the applications going to come in? And then it's, oh, can we fill all the applications? It just gets more and more exciting as it builds towards Christmas. And right now, our workshop is jam-packed with toys and volunteers.
Yay.
And it is just, it's heartwarming to see those people working so hard to get the toys out. It's amazing.
And do you ever have any left over?
Every year.
And then they just go back into
the next
year.
They just get recycled, and next year we're ready to go.
That's so awesome.
It is. It's an amazing
program.
Yeah, just
to keep it going. And anything else you want to add?
Just a huge thank you to our community, and please don't forget to come out and put in an application. And like I said, there's no income requirements. I don't need to see your ID. Just please show up and fill out an application if you feel a need.
That's so wonderful. Well, thank you. I have a question. So are Lady Lions called Lioness?
You know, we had a separation years ago, but I think it was back in the 90s when the Lions finally started letting the ladies be a large part of the Lions Club. They don't distinguish between anymore.
And, awesome.
You know, we feel like lions anyway.
Yeah, so. You are a lion.
We're fierce.
You are so fierce.
We are fierce.
You get the big mane anyway.
We do.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just had that question because I'm like, wait.
I love it.
Yeah,
love it.
Right?
Younger,
I was not
the
sure.
Younger generation, they're called Leos. If they're under 18, we don't have a local Leo club. We're hoping that the high school thinks about starting one because I think it's really awesome volunteer opportunities for the younger kids as well.
Well, and I think all the fraternal organizations, that's what's happening is that, you know, there's got to be something that will appeal to the younger generations, because I just would be so sad if we lost all of those wonderful, iconic organizations that have done so much throughout the ages, literally.
We've been really fortunate, and this year we have 16 new members this year. And out of those 16 new members, I don't think there's one over the age of 40.
Oh, that's amazing.
And so to me, and then we have the younger generation, they're bringing their kids in, and we allow children at our meetings. And so it's so amazing to see these kids. They watch what their parents are doing, and
yes.
I think it's instilling in them that feeling of, I want to give back to our community too. And they have so much fun.
Oh, yeah. My kids are all in their early 40s, and they are involved in everything, and that's just it too. They're, you know, bringing their kids, or my son-in-law in Seattle, he's becoming a scoutmaster.
Nice.
Because my youngest grandson is really into Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts. And so I really appreciate that, you know, that parents are doing that. That's what I did with my kids, and they're all involved in something because they need a role model.
Exactly.
So hopefully the Lions will grow and all those lovely young people. And
we hope so. We sponsor a local Boy Scout troop and a local Girl Scout troop, and they meet in our building. And so if anybody needs any information about Boy Scouts or Girl Girl Scouts, reach out to the Lions Club. You Look might get you. Two volunteer Wowzers. Opportunities.
Don't you also do eyeglasses?
We do. We do eyeglasses and hearing aids for anyone in our community that needs them.
I got to bring you some because I had cataract surgery and now I can see.
Congratulations.
I know, right?
And we definitely take your donations of eyeglasses.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's time to wrap up. So thank you again so much for being here and Merry, Merry Christmas.
Thank you for having me. Merry Christmas to you both.
Thank you for being Santa and Mrs. Santa and all the elves all rolled into one. It's so appreciated. So, all right, time for another break. And you're listening to the Chamber Chatter Hour on North Idaho's Talk Radio.
It's hard to live in the moment when you don't have health insurance. That's why there's Your Health Idaho. So turn those butterflies on the high dive into adrenaline. Forget about scraped knees and bruises when the kids are at the skate park. Because when you have health insurance through Your Health Idaho, you see the moment, not the risk. Visit yourhealthidaho.org to see if you qualify for quality health insurance starting at $0 per month. Open enrollment for health insurance ends December 15th.
The it's always the right time deal.
Hey, want to go to Mickey D's for lunch?
Ooh, let's go now.
But it's not lunchtime yet.
If we're going to McDonald's, it's always the right time.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that.
There's a deal for every lunch hour at McDonald's.
Now's the time to mix and match a few of your faves. Buy one McChicken, McDouble, or Hot and Spicy McChicken and get another one for just a buck. Price and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
The there's always time for the drive-thru deal. Because no matter how fast you are at making breakfast, McDonald's is faster.
Nothing fits your morning routine like your favorite breakfast. From a sausage McMuffin to a sausage burrito to those crisp, flaky, fluffy hash browns. Mix and match them every day with buy one, get one for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Don Thomas here for Sandpoint Furniture and Carpet One Floor and Home. It's the time of year when we like to invite our community into our store to reconnect with friends and neighbors and enjoy some baked treats and hot drinks. While we've decided not to invite everyone in for just 1 8-hour event, we are tagging the whole store with special sale pricing for the whole month of December. This is your chance to take advantage of holiday savings on living room, bedroom, and mattress sets. If it's time to upgrade your old carpet or laminate flooring, we have the latest trends in stain-resistant carpet, hardwood, and waterproof luxury plank that's sure to add comfort and beauty to your home. All on sale through the end of the year. We also recognize the giving nature of our community and are humbled to be your hometown furniture store and flooring store for over 76 years. All through December, a portion of all sales will be given to several local nonprofit organizations who work hard all year and help keep Sandpoint such a special place to be. So come on in and see us to enjoy some holiday savings or just stop by for a cup of coffee and a treat. Wishing you all a very Merry Christmas from your friends at Sandpoint Furniture Carpet One.
It's a football party and you're invited to Chihuahua Casino. Join Chihuahua Casino tomorrow night, Thursday, December 15th for the football game watch party at Chihuahua Casino Caesars Sportsbook. We'll add to the fun by giving you a chance to win football tickets to the January 1st home game at Seattle's Lumen Field. Chihuahua Casino Caesars Sportsbook tomorrow, Thursday, December 15th, starting at 5 p.m. for football, food, and prizes. ChihuahuaCasino.com.
97.1 FM and 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
Welcome back to the Chamber Chatter Hour. This is Kate and Keeley from the Chamber of Commerce. For our final segment, we're going to read a couple of Christmas stories because both of us love to read out loud. And I'm not sure if there are any children listening, but these are for you. And both books were purchased at Vanderford's bookstore, so if you'd like to go in and get them, you certainly can. And again, I said at the top of the show that if you want to listen to these stories again or share the stories, you can go to northidahoradio.com. And click on the menu and click on Live Noon Hour Audio and the Chamber Chatter Hour, and you'll be able to get these stories. And so the Keeley's going to read our first story, and it is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. What does that say? Adapted by Rick Bunsen. All right, take it away, Keeley.
Christmastown, also known as the North Pole, is a wonderful place where Santa Claus lives with Mrs. Claus, all the elves, and the flying reindeer that pulls Santa's sleigh every Christmas Eve. Nowadays, Christmastown is a happy place. The elves make toys, the reindeers fly, but in the old days, everyone had to watch out for the abominable snow monster. He was a big and furry and hated anything that had to do with Christmas, and he liked to eat reindeer. All that started to change when Santa's lead reindeer, Donner, became a papa. "We'll call him Rudolph," said Donner, looking at his new son. Suddenly, Donner and Mrs. Donner saw a bright light. "He's got a shiny red nose," said Donner in surprise. "I'd even say it glows." Santa came to see this new arrival, but then he saw Rudolph's nose. "Let's hope the glowing stops if Rudolph wants to make the sleigh team," Santa said. "We can't have any shiny noses flying through the sky." So the Donners put a little cover over Rudolph's nose. Soon it was time for the new fawns to go to the reindeer games. There they would be inspected by Santa, who would choose the best reindeer for his team. At first Rudolph felt shy, but soon he met a doe named Clarice. "I think you're cute," she told Rudolph. The coach arrived to teach the fawns what they needed to know to be on Santa's team. "First, we'll learn to fly," he told them. You have to get up enough speed and jump into the wind." Rudolph was so excited about his new friend that he took off with a great whoosh. He soared high over the heads of the reindeer and Santa too. But as all the young reindeer continued to play, the cover popped off Rudolph's nose. It glowed for all to see. At first, the other deer were frightened, but soon they began to laugh and call poor Rudolph names. "Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer," they jeered, and the coach said, "Go on home. From now on, you can't join in any reindeer games." Only Clarice didn't laugh at Rudolph. Poor Rudolph wandered off alone. Soon he met an elf who was hiding in the woods. "My name is Hermie," said the elf. "I want to be a dentist, but right now I'm just an elf who doesn't belong." "And I'm a red-nosed reindeer," sighed Rudolph. The pair decided to be friends and run away together. They hadn't wandered far when they heard the terrible roaring of an abominable snow monster. "It's my nose," said Rudolph. "The monster sees it and is coming after us." Rudolph and Hermie were saved by the Yukon Cornelius, the greatest prospector in the north. "Jump onto my sled," said Cornelius, "and we'll run like crazy." But no matter how fast they went, the monster stayed close behind. Finally, they were trapped at the water's edge. Cornelius chopped the ice with his axe, and the friends floated safely away. They floated all night and landed on a strange island where they were greeted by a puppet that sprang from a box. "I'm the official sentry of the island for misfit toys," said the puppet. "My name is Charlie, and that's why I'm a misfit toy. No one wants to play with a Charlie in the box." "We want to travel with Santa Claus in his magic sleigh," said the misfit doll. "Otherwise, we'll miss all the fun with the boys and girls when Christmas Day arrives." The friends met an elephant with polka dots, a choo-choo train with square wheels, a water pistol that shot jelly, a bird that swam, a cowboy riding an ostrich, and a boat that couldn't float. "We're misfits too," said Rudolph. "Maybe we could stay here with you." But the king of the island would let them stay for only one night. "This island is for toys alone," he said. "A living creature cannot hide here, but you can help us. When you return to Christmastown, tell Santa about the homeless toys. I'm sure he can find girls and boys who would be happy with them. A toy is never happy until it's loved by a child." That night, while Hermie and Cornelius slept, Rudolph lay awake. "My nose will only bring my friends more danger," he thought. "I must go off on my own." But as he wandered alone in the snow, Rudolph realized that he couldn't run away from his troubles. Rudolph returned to the mainland and headed for Christmastown, but he had to pass the cave of the abominable snowman. As he did, Rudolph heard voices crying, "Help! Help!" Rudolph rushed inside. There were Rudolph's parents and Clarice. They had been searching for Rudolph, and they had been caught by the monster who was out to devour Clarice. "Put her down!" cried Rudolph, biting, butting, and surprised the monster with his little antlers. Just then, Hermie and Cornelius pulled up outside the cave. They had followed Rudolph's trail and knew he needed help. "An abominable snow monster will never pass up a pork dinner," said Cornelius. "Hermie, you sit outside the cave and oink like a pig. When the monster comes out, watch out!" Hermie approached the mouth of the cave. "Oink, oink," he called. The monster dropped Clarice and rushed outside. At that moment, Cornelius pushed against a giant snowball down on top of him. Splat! Working quickly while the monster was stunned, Hermie used his dentist tools to remove the monster's teeth. Back in Christmastown, Rudolph told how he and his friends defeated the abominable snow monster. Everyone realized that misfit toys have their place too. Rudolph told Santa about the misfit toys. As soon as the storm lets up, I'll find homes for them, Santa promised. Then the weather elf handed Santa his report. Santa gasped. The storm won't subside tonight. I won't be able to fly my sleigh. Suddenly, a flash of light caught Santa's eye. Rudolph, he said, what a wonderful, beautiful nose. Won't you guide my sleigh tonight? I'd be honored to, said Rudolph, putting on his jingle bells. Okay, Rudolph, said Santa. First stop is the island of misfit toys. Up, up, and away. And with Rudolph leading the way, Santa soon found loving homes for all the lonely toys. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, everyone sang. You'll go down in his story. And he did.
Aw, that was great. Okay, so we only have a few minutes left, and my story is Pete the Cat's 12 Groovy Days of Christmas by Kimberly and James Dean. We'll see how quickly I can read this. I might get cut off. On the first day of Christmas, Pete the Cat gave to me a road trip to the sea. Groovy. On the second day of Christmas, Pete gave to me 2 fuzzy gloves and a road trip to the sea. Groovy baby. On the third day of Christmas, Pete gave to me 3 yummy cupcakes, 2 fuzzy gloves, and a road trip to the sea. Groovy! On the fourth day of Christmas, Pete gave to me 4 far-out surfboards, 3 yummy cupcakes, 2 fuzzy gloves, and a road trip to the sea. Groovy man. On the fifth day of Christmas, Pete gave to me 5 onion rings, 4 far-out surfboards, 3 yummy cupcakes, 2 fuzzy gloves, and a road trip to the sea. Groovy. On the sixth day of Christmas, Pete gave to me 6 skateboards rolling, 5 onion rings, 4 far-out surfboards, 3 yummy cupcakes, 2 fuzzy gloves, and a road trip to the sea. Groovy, dude. On the seventh day of Christmas, Pete gave to me 7 concert tickets, 6 skateboards rolling, 5 onion rings, 4 far-out surfboards, 3 yummy cupcakes, 2 fuzzy gloves, and a road trip to the sea. On the eighth day of Christmas, Pete gave to me 8 guitars strumming, 7 concert tickets, 6 skateboards rolling, 5 onion rings, 4 far-out surfboards, 3 yummy cupcakes, 2 fuzzy gloves, and a road trip to the sea. Groovy! On the ninth day of Christmas, Pete gave to me 9 ugly sweaters, 8 guitars strumming, 7 concert tickets, 6 skateboards rolling, 5 onion rings, 4 far-out surfboards, 3 yummy cupcakes, 2 fuzzy gloves, and a road trip to the sea. On the 10th day of Christmas, Pete gave to me 10 sloths a-sleeping, 8 ugly sweaters, 8 guitars strumming, 7 concert tickets, 6 skateboards rolling, 5 onion rings, 4 far-out surfboards, 3 yummy cupcakes, 2 fuzzy gloves, and a road trip to the sea. Groovy, baby! On the 11th day of Christmas, Pete gave to me 11 balls a-bouncing, 10 sloths a-sleeping, 9 ugly sweaters, 8 guitars strumming, 7 concert tickets, 6 skateboards rolling, 5 onion rings, 4 far-out surfboards, 3 yummy cupcakes, 2 fuzzy gloves, and a road trip to the sea. Groovy! On the 12th day of Christmas, Pete gave to me 12 friends a-rocking, 11 balls a-bouncing, 10 sloths a-sleeping, 9 ugly sweaters, 8 guitars strumming, 7 concert tickets, 6 skateboards rolling, 5 onion rings, far-out surfboards, 3 yummy cupcakes, 2 fuzzy gloves, and a road trip to the sea. Groovy! Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate this season. Please celebrate it with love and kindness, and we will see you in the... You'll listen to us in the new year. Have a happy holiday.